broadcasting from Liverpool to the northwest of England, North Wales and beyond, this is MAR, Merseyland Alternative Radio, on 105 FM and online at mar.me.uk. You can contact us through Facebook by searching MAR Pirates, email mar@rock.com, or text 07504 464 678. MAR, the continuing sound of free radio. MAR.
Merseyland Alternative Radio.
Hello. We're a little bit early. As we were driving over, we realised Kelly wasn't saying a lot, didn't we?
Yep.
So we realised we've lost the satellite link with Kelly, so we're coming on a bit earlier. We're going to start off with Department S. Is Vic there? Kelly there? No, unfortunately we've lost Kelly, so we might be able to retrieve something a bit later on when Roger's finished his show. We might be able to get that back on a bit later. So we've started a little bit earlier at 10 away from 8, and Mike's with me on the 34th anniversary of the station starting.
Hello.
Back in 1979. Mike's here, we're going to play a few of his favourite tunes. Don't forget you can get in touch with us as well. By the way, that was Department S. I don't, can't remember if I said that or not. Did I?
Yep, at the beginning.
Oh, right, okay.
Losing
it, you see.
My headphones are tangled up. Look at the state of this.
Well, stick it back in there.
I'll take them off. I'll take them off and put them through here.
Okay, we can say things about him, because you can't hear.
Kelly, where's... Oh, no, hang on.
What are you doing?
I don't know. There's a knot in my headphones. Hold about, hang about. Talk amongst yourselves out there.
Oh, don't
do
silences.
No, we don't do silence.
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 Silence is what you silence. Dead air is called in the trade, young lady. There is no such thing as dead air on this program.
It's going to be. I've got loads of dead air.
It's going to be a dead set. Yeah, dead air in your head.
Yeah.
Okay. I've got them untangled.
Right. Okay.
Mike, with you. I'm here. I'm ready.
Okay.
Is that coming through clear?
Yes. Very, very clear.
My headphones. It sounds like it's echoing.
No.
All right. Take it away. What are we doing?
Tell you what, we'll play another tune.
That's a good idea. We'll get ourselves a music station.
We'll get ourselves sorted. We'll play
Furniture,
a classic from the 80s.
Oh, this one was written for me. I remember this now. Jimmy Furniture. He wrote it for me. Yeah, I'll play it then.
What's it called?
Brilliant Mind. I'm going out of it.
I'm at the stage where everything I thought meant something seems so unappealing. I'm ready for the real thing, but nobody's selling, no. Except you and yours, saying open up your eyes and ears, let me in. You must be out of your brilliant minds. You must be out of your brilliant minds. You're at the stage. Want your empty words heard and everybody's ready. They want to know your secrets, but you are not telling. You're just gesturing, saying open up your arms and heart. Let me in. You must be out of your brilliant mind. You must be out of your brilliant minds. And I'm at the stage where I want my words heard and no one wants to listen. No one wants to listen because everybody's yelling about you and yours and how I'd have the answer if I'd only open up.
Out of your mind, mate.
I must be out of my brilliant mind. Kelly, if you're listening, you were cut off. Send us a text in.
Good point.
Philadelphia.
If you'd like to send us a text,
you're listening,
number,
Kel.
The text number is 07504 464678. Send us a text. Once you've done that, we'll get taught how to get them up on the screen. And also, if you'd like to email us, it's mar@rock.com. That's mar@rock.com. Don't forget, if you want to get in touch with us, give us some abuse. That's what we love. That's what we're here for. We like taking abuse, don't we, Michael?
Oh, yeah, well, I'm used to it, aren't I? I mean, these sorts that listen to us, they deserve abuse, so we get it back, I suppose, don't we? Should we play some more? Let's pretend it's still Kelly, because she'll be on for another 5 minutes,
okay,
shouldn't she?
Right.
So let's play some more tunes.
Yeah, this is a... Tell us about this one, then.
What, this tune?
Yeah.
Okay, go on. Which one are we playing?
The Heavy Metal Kids.
Oh! One of my faves. Which one? Delirious.
Delirious.
All right, go on.
Well, do you know anything about it?
Well, do I know anything about it? Heavy Metal Kids. The two main men are dead. I know that. Mm. Gary Holton and Dave D. Out of Dave D, Mickey and Griff and all them.
Yeah.
They're both dead. And they're still gigging, as they say...
Even
the
while
youngsters.
They're dead. Hey? Still gigging while they're dead.
Yeah. Oh, that's, no, they're not. Them two aren't gigging. The band is.
Okay.
Now, they're still playing.
Right.
There's another band actually still playing. Oh, God, who are they now? That have been going. Oh, the Tubes. We'll play some of them later.
Yeah, oh, yeah, well,
because they've been going since about 72. Yeah. And they've still got their lead singer. Should we play some Tubes
later?
We'll
do that a bit later, yeah.
Okay.
Well, we'll have this one. Taking us up till around 8 o'clock.
Yeah.
The Heavy Metal Kids.
Yeah.
The Dead Kennedys, California, Uberales. Remember that one, Michael?
I certainly do, yeah.
That's going back away, that one. Back when we were lads. Where are we?
I remember when we had them on a club in Liverpool.
Aye.
I'll have to dig out my interview with Jello Biafra.
That should be entertaining.
On the Mike Stan show.
Aye. Who else did you have? You had the Buzzcocks.
Buzzcocks. No, they refused
right.
to play.
Go on, yeah. Tell a story about them then.
Oh, it's too long. Ball bags. They came to a club we used to do regularly in downtown Birkenhead, and they refused to play because their album was in the about number 74 in the charts or something. So they just said that they were not playing poxy little clubs like this one anymore, and that was it.
Mm. And so you gave them a bit of stick, didn't you? Apparently,
well, I did. Yeah, but we won't go into that. They weren't happy with me.
There's nothing we can say on air, is there?
No, nothing we can say at this time of the night. No. Mm. But the night went well. We got about five local bands to play in their place at last minute, and everybody who came enjoyed it, and they got a refund as well.
That's good.
Mm. Or part refund, yeah. Anyway, yes. So that was. Oh, you're going to play the Buzzcocks next, aren't you?
Yeah.
Oh, the Dead Kennedys, they actually played. Yeah, they were great.
The Buzzcocks never. So I'll tell you what, we'll play some of them right now.
Where are they now?
Where are they now, indeed?
I'm falling in love with
Yeah, one thing's for sure. Pete Shelley never fell in love with you, did he?
Nope. They were. That was the scrotes and ever fallen in love with someone.
Mr. Weaver used to put some of them gigs on, did he?
Oh, yes. Oh, yes, yes. He put them all
of him,
on.
Actually, hello, John, if you are listening.
It's unlikely. He'll be at the Wine Lodge getting a few Stellas down the neck.
He sent me a message yesterday on Facebook.
Yeah. Yeah. What was that?
Because I sent him one of his old adverts.
Oh, yes.
I see. Incidentally, have you got any old MAR listeners out there? Have you got any old memorabilia, especially any Skeleton Records bits and bobs? John from Skeleton Records is actually looking for some of his old memorabilia.
Yep.
Because someone's doing a documentary about him, aren't they?
Yep. A TV documentary about Skeleton Records.
Well, I bet you that goes out on Halloween.
That's if he lives long enough. No, he's not got much, and I've not got much. You had the most stuff, I think. Those flyers of some of the old concerts we did. Mm. I've got nothing. I've got no flyers, no photographs, no tickets, no nothing of all those things we did in the 70s and 80s. It's all just a distant memory now.
Aye.
Should we play a skeleton track? One off the skeleton label?
Yes, we'll do that.
Why not?
Your old mate.
Johnny Poole.
Aye, and this is Relations and Summer Romance.
So you're going away on vacation. How you've waited the whole year long. You're determined to have such a good time. All the old summer feeling is strong. At last you reach your destination. How the journey became such a bore. You went to with a you like a hotel. Not to worry about that before. We'll be right back.
Kelly's on another planet.
Yeah, yeah, I think she is, isn't she? I think you weren't. I thought you weren't going to come in. I thought we were going to have dead air then.
No, don't do dead air.
Talking about dead air, we're going to have dead air now, aren't we? Because nobody's put any requests in. Yeah, so he's given the address out here.
Right, so we'll do it again. Right,
Grant, we've got yours, but there's no request on it.
Yeah, so if you want to get back to us in there, we'll play something for you, mate. The text number is 07504 464678. 07504 464678. You can email us mar@rock.com. If you're too tight to send us a text, you can email us. It's mar@rock.com.
It will cost you your. How much is it? What do they say? Your network charge. No, how do they describe
25p
it? You'll be charged
plus network.
Standard network charges, which these days are probably about 30 bob a minute or something. I don't know. That was the Killers. No, it wasn't. That was the Only Ones.
Back to 1978.
And, and before that,
the only good track on that one.
Another Gale, Another Planet.
And before that was Your Mate.
The Cooley.
Going
under the name of the Relations.
The Relations.
Living still in Colchester.
Aye.
And still making music is John down the local Boozers down in the Colchester region.
Aye.
Leomani. If anybody can hear this down in Leomani, then Pooley lives right near you.
Leomani. What's that?
It's the name of the district of Colchester. Yeah. It's a little village just outside Colchester. Oh. Leomani. The Leomani Maiders.
Aye.
They're going to make a programme about that, surely, because they've run out of people in Midsummer. They're all dead.
Aye.
So it's going to be the Leomani Murders now, a little Colchester, a little Essex village. Do you remember Martin Green?
Yes,
that
Martin.
Was a village in Essex, wasn't it?
Martin Green?
Yeah. It was a village in Essex, do you remember? Can you remember that far back?
I can't remember yesterday.
Martin Green.
Aye.
There's a name to conjure with. Yes. Whatever happened to him?
Aye.
Send us in a request, Martin, if you're out there.
We actually saw him. We saw him about four
years ago. Oh, yeah, we're right. Yeah.
About 4 years ago.
Yeah. He's still alive, yeah.
Right, where are we? 17 after 8.
Send a request in.
We're here till about 10. We're out on 105 FM.
About 10.
I'm not sure if the medium wave's on it. We couldn't pick it up in the car.
No, it wasn't on earlier this evening.
Speaking of the car, we took a wrong turn on the way over. Nearly ended up in Belfast, but that's another story.
I turned right at the wrong roundabout.
Never mind. Right, this is The Killers. Somebody Told Me on MAR.
I'm breaking my back just to know your name.
yes.
Yes.
That was The Killers, and somebody told me we're still a bit short on these emails and texts. So come on, pull your finger out.
It's a bit early on a Saturday. They're all out.
They're probably all drunk, aren't they?
All out. I was out last Saturday.
Where was you?
Where was I last Saturday? I've forgotten the name of the place now. East Village. The East Village Arts Centre.
Oh, that's very
nice. In Seal Street in Liverpool.
And you were seeing...
And I was watching live a band I haven't seen for 35 years, since we had them on the old club downtown 35 years ago. And they're still doing it. They're still at it. With the more or less the original layout, apart from the third singer who's dead, and the drummer who I think's dead. So they got a new drummer. Deaf School. They were. We'll play one of theirs later, shall we?
Yeah, we'll play. They played Birkenhead about.
They played 2 years ago.
2 years ago, yeah. And Suggs was there.
Pacific Road.
I thought you were going to swear then.
Pacific Road.
Yeah, that's the one.
No, I was working that Christmas, so I didn't see him there.
You were working.
The final concert at Pacific Road.
Yeah.
Christmas.
Yeah, that's right. I was working that night as well, so I missed it.
Yeah, Suggs turned up, didn't he?
Yeah, he did, yeah. Aye, Suggs.
As he's married to Betty.
Aye.
Oh, yeah, so we'll dig one of theirs out and play it later.
Aye, we'll have to dig deep.
I think an appropriate one, when we finish later tonight, if you're still with us, we'll play What A Way To End It. Have we got that?
Yeah, we've got that.
Oh, we'll dig that out later for you.
Okay, we're going to come a bit more up to date. See, we don't just play old music here on MAR, even though we've been going 34 years this weekend. Makes you feel old, doesn't it, Mike?
Oh, we've moved studios, by the way, and there's a plastic Zimmer frame behind me.
Yeah, you can use that to go home with.
I don't know whether it's somebody's dropping into it or whether it's Jackie's, but we're in Jackie's studio, a new one.
Bigger
than last time.
Very good. Yes, excellent. Excellent facilities, I must admit.
I'll put the kettle on in a minute.
Okay, good lad. Hello. Good lad. Good lad. Right, so we're going to carry on with the music. bang up to date with a Kona Pop.
I know, Grandad, Iggy.
Yeah, we'll play some of his as well.
They were on Graham Norton last night,
that's
I think.
That's right, yeah. They were, yeah.
Yeah.
Okay,
yeah.
Let's play the tune. Eh?
Horny pair of little.
Yes, okay.
Girls.
Very good.
I got this feeling on the summer day when you were gone. I crashed my car into the bridge. I watched, I let it burn. I threw your shit into a bag and pushed it down the stairs. I crashed my car into the bridge. I don't care. I love it. I don't care. I got this feeling on the summer day when you were gone. I crashed my car into the bridge. I watched, I let it burn. You're so damn hard to please. We gotta kill this switch. You're from the 70s, but I'm a 90s bitch. I crashed my
my sort of music.
Iggy Pop, that's Icona Pop's grandfather.
Yeah, two young Swedish girls, isn't it? The Icona Pop, oh, Caroline nice. And, I can't remember, Aino or something her name is. Aino, don't die, all right, it's before 9 o'clock. Take it easy.
Oh, sorry.
Caroline and Aino, two young Swedish lassies.
Right, just before we go any further.
Go on.
The medium wave is on, apparently, so if you'd like to test the medium wave for us, we're on 1593 AM, which is just around the fare station on the band. So any reception ports would be very much appreciated.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Mm-hmm. 8:32 on MAR 105 and 1593. If you'd like to get in touch, don't forget you can. Not many of you have. Thanks to Grant for letting us know about the medium wave on the text.
And for letting us know about Kelly being up in the satellite zone.
Aye. I wish I was up in the satellite zone.
Yeah. I'm saying nothing.
One of the tracks that Mike asked me to dig out when he phoned me earlier on was... see this one, Forgotten Classic from the Psychedelic Furs. Remember them? And what's this one called?
Heartbeat.
Heartbeat, let's play the tune.
As in the TV programme.
Yeah, not quite.
Oh, no. No, maybe not.
Oh, not quite. This one is much, much better. Psychedelic Furs, Heartbeat on MAR.
Heartbeat and sweet dreams. with it. Always a girl and she's sweet dreams. When the music goes down and the traffic is stopped and nobody talks at all. When they turn off the town, I hear a heartbeat. And I shut all the shades and the radio stops and nobody moves at all. When the city's asleep, I hear a
Psychedelic Furs and Heartbeat. While we were listening to that, we had to discover that's actually a different version than the normal version. That's the album version. It's a bit more
Jazzy.
A bit more jazzy.
Not so much brass.
Right.
Not so brassy.
Right.
Yeah.
None of us have got any brass. 22. Yeah, you are. 20. tax exiled, you are, aren't you?
I'm the only fella who's retired who works as a hobby. That's what somebody said about me the other night.
Mm.
Oh, we've got a track coming up now, which was entered for the competition, wasn't it, last year, for the band which sounded most like Orchestral Manoeuvres in the Dark, wasn't it?
Oh, right. Okay.
These came second. Orchestral Manoeuvres in the Dark come first.
I thought they came third.
In the Soundalike competition. Oh, yeah, these come first, that's right. Orky Manoeuvres come third in the Soundalike competition.
Right, we're getting annoyed now because it's a bit quiet on the text and email front.
Nobody's listening, that's why.
You know, they're all drunk.
Oh, nobody's listening. Do you know why there's nobody listening? I've just realised.
Why?
It's 20 to 9 on a Saturday night.
X Factor.
No, X Factor. Does anybody watch? I suppose they do, about 8 million, don't they?
Strictly.
No. It's normally the Disco Crud 2 hours, isn't it?
Yeah, it is. Yeah, that's why no one's listening.
Probably nobody listens to Disco Crud.
No.
So that's why.
Even I don't listen to it.
I don't. I mean, I must admit.
I'm doing the show and I don't listen to it.
Yeah. I refuse to wear headphones.
The change of plan, by the way. It was going to be Disco Crud from 79 to 81 this week, but Mike's come along to annoy you all.
Yep.
So I'll do some more Disco Crud next Saturday.
Oh, it's dug up.
At this time, let's play that track anyway. Band were called Our Daughter's Wedding.
Yep,
and the track was called
Lawn Chairs.
Lawn Chairs does sound a bit like OMD. Now you think about it, I've never even thought of that before.
To me. right, and he's gonna go far. She's a boy that we like, and he's gonna go far.
Sounding very much like OMD. That's Our Daughter's Wedding and Lawn Chairs. And I just realised I haven't got anything queued up, so you better talk.
I was wondering why there was a big gap there on that. What would you like me to say then? Should we give the text number out again?
Yeah, go on. All right,
I'll give you the text number while you're trying to decide what to play. Okay. Well, have you got something lined up?
No, not yet.
If you'd like to text in a request, a dedication, or just general abuse, then the numbers are 07504 464678. That's for your text. Your email comes to mar@rock.com. Very simple and straightforward. Texts, emails for requests, dedications, and
keep going.
Oh, have you got nothing lined up?
Yeah.
Oh, right. Okay then.
I'm just listening to that thing in the background.
Oh, right. Oh,
it's actually confusing me now.
We've got a time lapse monitor on in the background.
We've got a dump button because you're on. So our monitor is actually delayed by a little bit.
I see. It's because when I'm on, you have to have a
dump button.
A dump button. So yeah. If I say anything untoward, you can suddenly cut me off.
It's normally when you don't say anything untoward that we cut you off.
Oh, I suppose that's right, yeah. I can say things untoward after 9, can't I? Is that the law these days?
Probably.
What's this? What is a watershed? A shed full of water?
I never
understood that. All right then, play the music.
Okay, this is Elbow and a track called The Fix on MAR. Give it and press the button. Is that it? Has it started?
Yeah, I think.
The fix is in. There's a night gonna dance on the Epsom.
The fix is in. Can't wait to see how it upsets him.
Too many times we've been postally pipped. We've loaded the saddles, the mickeys are slipped. We're swapping the turf for the sand and the surf and the sin. Cause the fix is in. The odds that I got were delicious.
The fix is in. The jockey is cocky and vicious.
The redoubtable beast has had Pegasus pills. We'll buy him a patch in the Tuscany hills. And the Vino de Vici will flow like a river in spring. Now the fix is in.
The fix is in. The snaps of the steward so candid.
The fix is in. Yes, our pigeons have finally landed. The Donahue sisters will meet us in France. In penguins and
pearls. We'll drink and we'll dance till the end of our days, 'cause it ain't left a chance that we win. 'Cause the fix is in.
From the album The Seldom Seen Kid, that's Elbow and The Fix.
Like me, seldom seen. Often heard, seldom seen.
Yeah.
Best forgotten.
You're listening to MAR. On very wet and cold and windy and horrible Saturday night. We actually got soaked while
thrashing it down when I come out for you tonight. Yeah. Bouncing it down. Mike Stand and
Steve Martin.
Together here on MAR again on a Saturday night, inside warm and nice and cosy in our new studio. I'm just looking at this bit of paper. I wrote this down the other day because I couldn't believe this. I was listening in the kitchen to the radio and this next track came on. A very, very well-known track. You'll know it very well.
Oh, yes.
And we've all heard it before, but I thought we must play this because it's the first time I've ever actually listened to it. And there was nothing taking my attention at the time. And just listen to the background of this track. The drummer, specifically the drummer, he goes absolutely ape. It's like Animal on the Muppets. And then the frantic backing singers come in with the brass. And it's all so over the top. It's absolutely amazing. So just listen out. Bonnie Tyler, Holding Out for a Hero, with a crazy drummer, the backing singers, and the over-the-top brass.
Tyler holding out for a hero, and I take your point on that. Yeah, the drummer was a bit mad, wasn't he? And of course, used to be the theme tune to the American football on Channel 4 back in the 80s. And speaking of Channel 4, there's a game on tomorrow night from Wembley. It's the Jacksonville Jaguars against the San Francisco 49ers. Yes.
I saw that advertised.
Who do you reckon will win that then?
San Francisco 49ers.
Yeah. I think that as well, yeah.
Sorry, because I've never heard the other lot.
No. To be honest, neither have I. And speaking of sport, good day for Merseyside today. All three teams managed to win. Even Tranmere Rovers managed to win today. First home win of the season.
Is that good?
Yes.
Oh, good. Right, okay.
Good. Yeah, you're a big football expert, aren't you?
Oh, yes. I'm a football... I know all the teams. Sheffield Wednesday, Accrington Stanley, Stanley Matthews, I remember him, yeah.
Nice.
So I know them all, me. Yep. Oh, yeah.
Football expert, eh?
Yes.
Right, we're still a bit thin on these texts and emails.
A bit thin on the ground.
A bit thin, so we're doing okay for listeners, but it's 07-504-464-678, 07-504-464-678, and it's mar@rock.com. If you want anything playing, as long as it isn't Justin Bieber or any crap like that.
We'll if you want anything playing that's decent.
Or even half decent. Half decent, yeah. We'll do that for you.
We've got a decent one coming up for you now.
Yes. This is absolute classic, this. Who is it?
George Thorogood with the Destroyers.
And it's called...
Bad to the Bone.
Bad to the Bone, a bit like
us. Bad to the Bone.
Oh, yes.
In wide wonder at the joy they had found. The head nurse spoke up, said, "Leave this one alone." She could tell right away that I was bad to the bone. Bad to the bone. Bad to the bone. Bad. 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 Bad to the bone. I broke a thousand hearts. I met you. I'll break a thousand more, baby, before I am through. I wanna be yours, pretty baby, yours and yours alone. I'm here to tell you, honey, that I'm bad to the bone. Bad to the bone. Bad. 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 A rich woman beg, and I make a good woman steal. I make an old woman blush, and I make a young girl squeal. I wanna be yours, pretty baby, yours and yours alone. I'm here to tell you, honey, that I'm bad to the bone. Bad. 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 We'll be right back.
kings and queens step aside. Every woman I meet, they all stay satisfied. I wanna tell you, pretty baby, what I see I make my own. And I'm here to tell you, honey, that I'm bad to the bone. Bad to the bone. Bad. Bad. Bad.
The Superb, George Thorogood, the Bad to the Bone, just gone nine, coming up to two after nine. Yes, you all watch? Yeah. Jeff, you watch there, like, as if I was giving out the wrong time shift?
Just about, nearly, yeah. Okay. Just about. Give or take.
Okay, right.
Take 20 minutes.
The emails and texts are... I was going to say flooding in, but they're actually trickling in.
Flooding in, yeah.
So we'll say hello to Jenny, and Jenny has informed us, as Jackie did before as well, about the clocks going back, but we forgot about it. So we've been reminded again. The clocks, of course, go back tonight. So
2 o'clock.
So an extra hour in bed for all you lazy gets like Michael here.
Oh, God, I don't get up till the crack of noon anyway.
Yeah, well,
truth. What am I going to do in another hour? Oh, dear.
Yeah, so tonight, the clocks go back.
We could stay on here till about 3 a.m, then it means we'll finish at 2, then we can go home.
Yeah, we'll still get a lie in, won't we?
Yeah, oh, yeah.
Right,
yeah.
Okay, so, yeah, from...
The Phantom.
The Phantom. Hi, Steve and Mike. As the clocks go back tonight, could you please play Cyndi Lauper's Time After Time for myself and Jackie? Thanks. Sounding good. Sorry, have you got the right station on?
We're going to play it for you because Cyndi Lauper is one of my faves.
All time.
I was going to play Shebop. I might do that later, depending on how long we go on for, but we'll do this for you now, should we, eh?
Yes. We certainly will. Back to about 84, I think, this one. Cyndi Lauper, Time After Time.